So, good morning, everybody, and here it is, the first day of Parshas Dvorim, and therefore we're right here on Daf Og, which is where, of course, Ahrei HaKotot Og, where Dvorim begins, so we can always remember where we had this Daf, in Tav Shin Samach Zion, I think it is.
Was
it
an email about Zion or something?
Oh,
yeah, isn't it? Yeah, sure is it. I don't like the way your eyes are carrying on, Sir Sabajosh. I request an immediate improvement. All right, so we're holding on Daf Ayin Gimel, and we were derish v'chaker the inyanim of Oral so far, in terms of not only in terms of Truma, but we also got off onto the analysis of whether the Oral is allowed to do the Hazoya of the Faradum. Anyway, we're back now to our sugya. And the thing that that had actually triggered today's Gemara is the fact that yesterday when we were talking about the comparisons of Orals, we wanted to say yesterday, before we understood that we were talking about Negiah, we weren't talking about Achila, so the Gemara asked over there, if you recall, that the Tful Yom, we thought we could learn out Oral, and the Gemara asked, the Mala Tful Yom, she came Mutar B'Maaser. So the Tful Yom, in a way, was less Chomer, because it's Mutar B'Maaser, whereas an Oral is Asur B'Maaser. And we said, well, but we're not talking about Achila, we're talking about the Gia. But that means that, meanwhile, the Gemara taken for granted something that is by no means clear, that an oral is osir with the maaser, which is really a chiddush, and that is actually today's topic. And so that triggered us now. Bo minei merev sheshes oral mahu b'maaser. Now it's true that yesterday we made assumptions, but today we want to take a look at the makor of the dinu. So once we've dealt with the issues of oral and perek ha'oral, we're continuing to deal with them. So now, besides the questions of truma that we had, and Parah Aduma, Kodesh, Pesach. What about Meiser? Meaning Meiser Sheni, of course. Says the Gemara, well, what's my question? My question is this. Ki heichad yolev Pesach mima'aser linyan aninut. Look what we said, that we know that an onen is osur by achilat psachim, because we know that by ma'aser it says lo achalti boni mimenu. And after all, Maaser is kal, and Koshkin the Pesach will be also. So maybe perhaps Yolif Nami Maaser mi Pesach. Perhaps we could also do it the other way around and learn Maaser out of Pesach, where we have the Mukor of the Halacha that Are Lut is also Kolarelo Yochabo. And therefore we should say it goes in both directions. Odilma Chamur mi kal Yolif, kal mi Chamur lo Yolif. Or do we say, well, you can't do it in that direction, because you can only learn out the more chomer one from the kal, you can make a kal v'chomer to Pesach from Maaser, but we certainly can't learn out Maaser from Pesach, or a loss of Pesach should be also in Maaser. Tosfos says, well, obviously, well, what is the question? How could you do a kal v'chomer in the other direction? He says, no, because Be'etzem, the question was, we really learned out Mimenu, from Pesach to Maaser. It's really Gzeirah Shavah. So it could be that the question is, as whether this Gzeirah Shavah is moved from Mishnah Tzadim or not, and that there were ways that we were assuming. The Gemara just didn't want to go through all the possibilities, but Abaye was taking that into consideration in his question. I mean, the Shoyal from Reb Sheshet was taking into consideration his question. Or the question is, were we learning this from a Kal v'chomer, or in fact, were we relying on the Gezerah Shavah? But obviously, it was not Havamina to learn a Chomer Kal instead of a Kal v'chomer. I mean, that would be silly. Amana Lutinitua. So Reb Sheshet told them, look, I mean, it's a bit fair as your Mishnah. It says that Hatruma, and we're going to see this, we're going to already go through a number of different halachas once we raise the sugi here. Truma v'habikurim chayavim alayim mita v'chomesh. The special din that we find are chomer by truma and bikurim over and above the halachas of Maaser Sheni. For instance, your chayav misa for a zar who eats truma and bikurim. And you're chayav to pay chomesh. B'shogeg, you have to add to the keren the value of plus 20%. V'yasurim lazarim, Also, it's about plus 25%, plus 20% of the total. It's machlokas from the bottom of the gun. Asurim lezarim. Tosfos said, well, obviously, if you have to pay a fine and or a fee of true, Misa obviously is asurim lezarim. And what exactly is it? There's a lot of discussion about that point. Tosfos is doches some of the tirutzim on it. There's a whole orach on it. But again, this is not our primary sugya. But if you're bothered by it, you sure have a right to it. Vehin nichse kohen. Furthermore, the truma and the bikurim belong to the kohen once they're given to him 100%. He can use them to do whatever he wants. And he can be makadish as a isha, whatever, anything that is his personal usage, whether it's appropriate, inappropriate, it's all his. Now, of course, the halakha, that's true about Maaseh Sheni as well, but this is going on Ligri Meir, who holds, this is a Stam Mishnah, Stam Mishnah of Rabbi Meir Shita all over, is that Maaseh Sheni is Momon Govoa. And so according to that, it doesn't really belong to you, so you can't use it for all of these things. Furthermore, the Chachomim made a takana over here, that when it comes to bittul, there's no din of bittul berov, no din of bittul b'shishim. You need to have a bittul 100 to 1. V'tu'unin r'chitzat yadayim, in order to be nogea in these things, you need, and this is even if they're not bread, they're peyrot, and so on. We nonetheless made a takona, made a rabbonin, that stam yadayim are considered to be shnios, shnios basa truma, and bikurim is dinner truma, trumat yadecha, as we'll see later on. Therefore, we can't even touch them without washing your hands, the stam yadayim. They require also harif shemesh. If you are a tamei, you're tful yom, you have to wait till the night to be able to eat your truma. But that's not true when it comes to a maaser, who we're going to see later on. We learn that out of a pasuk. Immediately after tefillah, without the Arav Shemesh, you could eat your maaser sheni. Harei elo b'truma bikurim, mashen kim b'maaser. Now these are chumras when it comes to truma bikurim that are not found in maaser sheni. Now, if the halacha were to be that an orel was aser b'truma but mutter b'maaser sheni, we already know that Oral is also Betruma. That was the whole discussion we had until now. So then, it should have used this as another case to say, here's another thing in which Truma is more common. Oral can't eat Truma, they can't eat Maaser. Since it conspicuously leaves that out, must be that indeed it's not one of the differences between Truma and Maaser, it's one of the similarities, so therefore we couldn't list it, obviously. V'im Ita, if there would be a tzat to say that Orel is mutter in Maaser Sheni, so then Nitne, why don't we also write that an Orel is Asur Behem, Masha Inkein B'Maaser? That in Maaser is mutter, but in Truma Bikurim is Asur. Now, so obviously, we do learn it out in both directions, and must be that Mimeno is Mufna, or that it's Xerah Shava, and not a Kalva Chomer, which makes us a Chomer Kal, and so on. So it's like, well, not necessarily. How do you know that that's the case? If this were supposed to be the complete list of differences between Truma and Maaser, you'd have a point. However, this is not a complete list. Tana Vishir, the Tana was only giving examples. It was not trying to give you a complete list. Well, it's nice for you to say. I mean, you can't say it's not a complete list. You only left out this one thing. Show me that it's not a complete list. So Maaser Daishir, what else is left out that you're saying he could have just left this out? I mean, what else did he leave out? What do you mean, what else did he leave out? There's tons of stuff that he left out. Look in the Seifa. So Shir, the Katani Seifa, you take a look at the end of the end of this, it says, Yesh Maaser Bikurim Hashenke Mitruma. That it also works in another direction, that Maaser and Bikurim share certain things that is not to be found in Truma. Because Maaser and Bikurim, both of them need to be brought to Yerushalayim. So the Tu'unim have at Makom. Which is certainly not true in Truma. Truma is eaten all over Bisharecha. They're to unim vidui. Furthermore, both of them require a vidui. We have vidui maaser, and we have in the same parsha, we have the din of kitavo, the arami obedavi, v'yamarta, v'nashem alokecha. So, anita v'yamarta. So that means that there's a vidui. Now the truth is that we also, once we're being mitvadeh on maaser sheni, we say the vidui maaser sheni is only said b'shat, the biur, which is twice the cycle. So we do it at the end of the fourth year, and then after the third year, and the fourth year, after the sixth year, and the next year. And what we did before, that Biyarti HaKadosh Ben Abayit. But while we do that, We also mention Truma. Okay, so, I mean, the Tosfos says over here, so if that's the case, then Truma also is Chayim and Bir, right? Because there's a remez there. I did it all. We'll go through each thing. So Tosfos says it's true, but it's only agav the maaser. There's no particular vidui on Truma. You're being mizvada on Truma, so you're mizvada on maaser. And not only that, they are asur la'onein. Now, we learned out before, I mean, that says this beferish, lo achalti ba'onimi men. So, definitely, your person cannot eat ba'aninut, cannot eat ma'aser sheni. But we had beferish before. Zarut amarti lecha without aninut. It means there's no isur of onein, surprisingly, on truma, which is more chomor. But that would be because, I mean, it's not all that surprising, you consider, because when it comes to ma'aser sheni, it says v'samachta lifnei Hashem. All we need over there is simcha. Simcha doesn't appear in the dinim of truma. So the Torah indeed asked aninut when it came to the maaser sheni, which is not true when it comes. We're going to go through the limudim for all this. Why we compared bikurim to this halacha here and the truma and other halachas, we'll see. But in any event, they are asurim la'onin. Where Rabbi Shimon says no, that's not true. That part is not true. It's true about maaser. Obviously, I can't argue about that. But it's not true about Bikurim. Bikurim, in this sense, is the equivalent of Truma, not the equivalent of Maaser. So that, I don't think, is shared with Maaser and Bikurim as opposed to Truma. Again, we'll see why, you know, mid-base. V'chayavim b'biur, and what's more, there is a chiv of biur min habayit, which is chal on Maaser Sheni, obviously. That's the fourth year and the seventh year. Biur, let's get rid of the, once you have to change over from Maaser Sheni to the Maaser Ani, after that year we do a Biur of all of the things, including perhaps Biur of Truma, which is true, because it does say Ketzad, and it says, well, you know, get rid of the Bikurim, get rid of the Maaser, the Truma you give to the Kohen, you make sure it's out, not out of your Rishus. So why does it say every Mashenkin the Truma? Asks Tosfos again. There's no comparison. The truma, biur of truma, simply consists of doing the mitzvahs that you're supposed to be on the truma. You give it to the kohen. You have to vire it from the world. It's not a din in biur in the same sense that you have to make sure it no longer exists. Mashenkin, when it comes, everybody who's done biur remembers. You have to actually bury it, throw in the Yamamelach, or you have to get rid of it. You get rid of your coin, your coin of Maaser Sheni. So that is something that is not certainly not true about truma. It's a concept of biur, but it's not biur in the same sense.
It doesn't have any time
limit. It doesn't have any time. It has time for you to keep it in your rishus. So get rid of it by giving it to the kohen. It doesn't have a time limit in the world. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, wait. That's not true either about bikurim. Bikurim are not chayim in biur any more than truma. Again, this is consistent with Rabbi Shimon's opinion that bikurim are actually a form of truma and are not compared to maaser sheni, as we'll see on the base. Now, notice, doesn't say anything about Asur Levayer Mehem B'Tumah, for instance. I'm going to give you a number of things that could have been listed and that the Tanna didn't bother listing. First of all, when it comes to Truma, the Torah specifically said that there's two types of Truma. You have Truma Tumeya and you have Truma Tumeya. If you have Truma Tumeya, you're right, you can't eat it, so you're Mevayer it. Okay, so if I have, let's say, Shemen Truma Tumeya, I'm Mevayer it by using it as fuel. And I'm nene from it. So there's my pleasure. Mashein king, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, or according to the Tanna Kamma, Dwarves, Rabbi Shimon, and Bikurim, Bikurim is similar to Maaser Sheni, you are not allowed to use it, Bishas Bior. You can't be nene from Shemen of Maaser Sheni after the Zman of Bior, or when it's Tameh, or even when it's Tarn. But even when it's Tameh, you can't burn it the way you could do with Truma Tameh. That's a big Chumrah. Why doesn't it mention that? Another thing it doesn't mention. It doesn't mention that Ochlan B'Tumat Atzman is Loka Mashenge B'Truma, Loka Tani. It doesn't mention the fact that if somebody eats, not B'Tumat HaGuf, but B'Tumat HaPeirot, it doesn't say, as we're going to see later on, that he's Chayav Malkus, which is not true by Truma. By Truma, the only chiyuv is eating Truma b'tumat haguf. But we do not have a lav when it comes to Tumat Atzman, when the peirot themselves are tameh. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it's an Israelite. It is an Israel say. but it's not an Isra Lav, as we're going to see. Now, those are big chumras of Meiser over Truman. It doesn't mention them. It may be Meiser Bikurim, I'll give it a Tana Kama. So, obviously, this is a Tana Vashir kind of mission, right? Okay, so it's Tana Vashir. So, Mashenkim and Truman Lokatani, Alma Tana Vashir. We see from here that things were left out. If things were left out, maybe they were left out of the Reisha too. If they were left out of the Reisha, that would include maybe the difference, assuming there is such a difference, the difference between an oral when it comes to Truman and an oral when it comes to Meiser. So this is not a very good Raya. We're going to have to continue looking for Rayas. However, before we continue, we want to know what's the basis of all of the things that we just assumed. I mean, we've made an awful lot of assumptions here about these dinim. Let's go through them one by one and see what their makor is. Okay. So now, Omar Mar, you said before there are Surin La'onin, Rabbi Shimon Matir. What is the makor of all of that? Minalo. Well, the question of the relationship of Bikurim to Ma'aser would be built on the following. Lo tucha lechol b'sha'arecha, ma'asar digancha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, and it goes on to say, b'chorot b'korcha, v'tzonecha, and so on. Now, we do know, the Omar Mar, in Makas we learned that Trumat Yadecha refers to Bikurim, and the reason we call it Bikurim is because v'lakacha kohen atena miyadecha. So that means Yad is fundamental to Bikurim. Nowhere else do we find that the Torah is marked on something where you would be Yadayim. So the Trumat Yadecha is a reference to Bikurim particularly, which means that in this context, we are now comparing the Lo Tucha Lechol B'Sha'arecha Ma'asar DeGancha to Trumat Yadecha. Which would mean that if we have a clear iser of ma'aser to an onein, where it says lo achalti ba'onim imenu, so that would mean that bikurim is also a suloni. Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, look, you cannot take a pasuk that is referring to bikurim as truma and say it's more important that it's placed in the pasuk with ma'aser than the fact that the Torah calls bikurim truma of all things. It's telling you right there, don't compare this to ma'aser, compare it to truma. So it doesn't make sense what you're saying. Since truma karina rachmana, in this very pasuk that you're using to be makish to ma'aser, the Torah calls it truma, which clearly tells me that just like truma is muteret la'onim, we learned before that the kol zar comes to tell me zarut and not aninut, so too af bikurim is mutar la'onim. Okay, so that explains the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama about what the din is of aninut for bikurim. Now, we also said chayavim bebiur v'Rabbi Shimon poter. Okay, now that's also very consistent with what we just learned. Mar makishu, mar lo makishu. I mean, we know it says befer shechiyev of biur on maaser. The question is whether this is similar to maaser or similar to truma. Same question. Do we look at the fact that it's called trumat yadecha, or do we look at the fact that trumat yadecha elo bikurim is put together with maaser de gantcha? Same achlokes. Now, the next thing you said is that asur leva'er mehem betuma, v'ochlan betuma tatzman loke. I'm interested in knowing. You say, if you eat the peirot while they're tame, so when it comes to truma, you will not get malchus, but when it comes to maaser and bikurim, according to Tanakam anyway, you will. Minol. Now, how do you know that? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, look, if you take a look in the Vidui Maser, it says something very, lo bi'arjim imenu batame. Now, what does batame mean? I mean, usually the Torah is pretty clear about the question of whether I'm tame or it's tame. Over here to say, in a state of tuma. State of tuma could be either way. Says Rabbi Shimon, that's the point. Either way, that's what the Torah is trying to say. Lo achal, lo bi'arjim imenu batame is Ben Shani Tameh Vuhu Tahor. Ben Shani Tahor Vuhu Tameh. So clearly the Torah is makbid in exactly the same way on the Achilat Perot as it is on the Achilat Haguf. Now, the Heichan Muzar Achilat HaInyodeya. Look, I gotta tell you the truth, but I don't really know where it says you're not allowed to. Because you can't use a posik of a beer that says, I didn't do it. You say, okay, I didn't do it, so I was a good boy. But where did it say not to do it? I can't use a posik saying, I didn't do it, to say, I'm Chayim Malkus. Where's the Azorah? You say, okay, well, I know it's wrong. Okay, but you're not Chayim Malkus for knowing it's wrong. Where does it say? I don't know. I don't know. But if you can figure it out, then you'll see that the Torah compared the two. So, that's your problem. So, well, what do you mean you don't know? It says it beferish. How can you be wondering about that? Tumata gut behediktive. What do you mean? Everybody knows the pasuk nefesh asher tigabo v'tamar erev lo yochal men hakodashim kim rachatz b'sorah b'mayim. And that's a beferish alav lo yochal men hakodashim. So, and we learn out over there that that is specifically a reference to the din of Maaser, because this is connected directly to what we said earlier, because it says, ki imrachatz b'sorah b'mayim. Imrachatz b'sorah b'mayim is not enough to eat anything else, because you're going to have to wait for Harav Shemesh. So imrachatz b'sorah b'mayim means, I'm talking about something, we're going to make it sufficient to eat it. I know for sure that it's not enough, it says, b'ferish, u'bar shemesh v'taher. Therefore, this must be, this actually addresses two of the issues that we discussed earlier. So this proves that you don't need Harav Shemesh for eating Maaser, but by the same token, it proves that this Chiev over here is referring to Maaser, the Kiddush. That means that over here it says, Beferish, Lo Yochal Min HaKadoshim, an Iser Lab with a Chiev Malkus when it comes to eating Maaser Sheni Betumas Aguf. Where it says what it says. It's talking about him going to the mikveh. So what do you mean you don't know? How do you not know? So I would say that Behediksit, Kimrakazi from mine. What did he mean? How can come by the way? When he's saying I don't know, he's saying I still don't know Tumat Atzmo. I can't prove to you that there's an Isser Lav on Tumat Atzmo, on the Peros being Talmud. Oh, that Talmud Lomar. Lo Tuchal Lechol Bisharecha Maasar Degancha. I'll tell you. Very interesting. When it says Lo Tuchal Lechol Bisharecha Maasar Degancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, okay? You want to know what that Bisharecha means? I'm going to show you something fascinating, that the word Bisharecha is a reference particularly to this case, where something becomes tummy. And here's how I'm going to show it to you. We have an equivalent word that's talking about psuli hamugdashi. Guy goes ahead, something happened to the meat. He went and he was paid in it. So now he's got psuli hamugdashi. And so he's eating it now. And it says over there, bisharecha tochlenu, hatameva hatahor yachdav katsviva chayam. You can treat your behemas, kochi, that you were poda, as if it's a tzvivaya, which is, can't be kodesh by definition. So you can eat it, whether it's tomei tor, you can eat it on the same table, it's no problem. Which is what Rabbi Yishmael points out. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, what does it mean? Atomei vator yakdav. It means, put down a plate, and you're sitting over there eating with somebody tomei, and it's on the same table, and you can put it in the same platter, and Einam Choshishim, there's no problem. Say, what do you mean there's no problem? It's going to become Tomei. Exactly. There's no Yisr V'Achilas Tuma on Psulei HaMukdashim. Now, what does that tell me? That the Bisha'arecha is a reference to a type of Achila, casual Achila. That's what Bisha'arecha means. The way you eat out on the patio. That's HaTomei V'Tahor Yachdav. That very same bisharecha, lo tuchalecho bisharecha. That's the point. You mustn't eat maaser sheni the way you eat casually. That means you can't have a tamei v'tor yachdav. Such a beautiful direction. Right? So you can't have tamei v'tor yachdav. That's the pshat. There's your marker. So mahuda amir l'chahata bisharecha tochlenu. The mode of achila that I mentioned to you over there by Tzilah Magdashim, here, lo tuchalach obisharecha, that's the love of achila betumas atzma. Fine. Now, Masha inking betruma. Now, how do you know that when it comes to truma, we don't include truma in this Because it says, lo biarti mimenu. Now, all of these cases, we learn out, even the iser of going ahead and taking the hanor b'shas biur, lo biarti mimenu. What if they mimenu batam? Mimenu yatam avir, that's the point. By truma, there's no iser of mavir b'tamei. And indeed, you can go ahead and biarti b'tamei. Well, how do you know it means that? I mean, maybe it means Mimenu Yatamavir. Avalatamavir Shemin Shakodesh Shinitma. What do you mean Shemin Shakodesh? It's a Kavachomer. If Meister, the Torah says, Lo Biyati Menu Batamei, if you have Shemin, that is true, that is Kodesh with the Kedushas Meister Shani, you cannot use it to light a lamp while you're burning it. Of course, you're not allowed to eat Kadesh, that oil that became Tomek, banana from the Kadesh. I understand. But that Kavachomer you could say about Truma also. Yochi Truma Namek Kavachomeru. Well, for that Kavachomer, the Torah said Mimenu. And Mimenu means only from it, meaning only from Maaser Sheni, and not from Truma. So that's up. What do you mean that's obvious? That's what I'm asking you. Umaraita, how do you know which one is which? On the one hand, you're telling me there's something that is mutter, b'tamei. On the other hand, there's something that's v'alai osur, b'tamei. How do you know which one to make the Kal V'chomer for? And which one not to make the Kal V'chomer, to learn out from your memory? Oh, that's just a svara. I mean, obviously, mistavra. If you got a choice of whether the Torah is allowing you to be mavayer truma, b'tuma, or kadesh, b'tuma. Now, which one are you going to learn out? I mean, isn't it mistabra that the Torah is not going to be mamayat kodesh and allow you to be mamayat kodesh betuma? Because after all, it's always, kodesh is always more chomer because of pinkox. You have to remember that simon of pinkox. If you remember pinkox, you'll know how it is that kodesh is more chomer than truma. Because, first of all, I mean, everybody's seen white elephants. Here we've got a pink ox. When it comes to bringing a carbon, somebody brings in there a pink ox, it's a big problem for bringing it to the Mizbeah. But that's...
It's the red heifer.
So that's pigo, is the pay. Nicer, I mean, obviously there's no than a pigo when it comes to truma, there is by kodesh, no than a nicer when it comes to truma, there is by kodesh. Truma is not called a carbon. This has a din of a carbon, and not only that, I mean, you're chayav a me'ila, if you eat kodesh, you're chayav a me'ila eating truma. There's an issue of chayav kores on somebody with tuma saguf, not. And there's an issue of kores, osur la'onein, and as we know, we saw that kodesh is osur for onein, but not truma, because zara samadha ravaloaninus. So all of those things equals one pink ox, which makes a kodesh much more chomer. Well, on the contrary, I could say truma is not the thing that the Torah would allow you to be mamayit from the Isra of Biarti Betuma, because after all, truma's got a lot of chumras over kodesh. And anybody who's used that bug spray, remember it's called machpas. So the machpas is your simon. Machpas equals misa. Now here there's a problem. Because misa, I mean, it's talking about the same thing, which is the Isra Achila Betuma. There's all Chiyav of misa. So then, I mean, before we said Karis is Chomer, now we're saying Mises Chomer. That doesn't make any sense at all. Make up your mind. One or the other. Tosus says it can't be referring to that before you said Karis as opposed to Misa. Therefore, Tosus learns that here it's not talking about eating Betuma Saguf, it's talking about indeed Zarus. So by Achila Bekodesh, there's certain things that are mutter for a Zar. A Zar can eat Shlomim, he can touch it down. Can't eat kachik kachik, but by truma, Azar can't eat truma at all. So in that sense, there's a chiev, that chiev of misa that applies across the board to any achilas. Truma is indeed, it would be more common than kachik.
The chorus in the kachik,
there it's talking about the iser, there it's talking about iser tuma. And here it's talking about iser zarus.
Okay.
Right.
Is that a
Zar? Yes. What?
Why
are
they
called that? No, I mean, they're eating because of the Kodesh. Yeah, there is. Right. Well, I mean, it's the same thing. The Kodesh is eating also.
I'm not going to make that into your question.
Who your follower means is he, you know, it's the kinyan of the. He's not even else the czar, he's even else the kinyan of the coin.
So, true. But if you measure a pink ox against a machpaz, you'll notice that pink ox has got more letters than machpaz does, which means hanach mafishin. It's got a lot more power over there. It's got two extra letters. And therefore, we will follow a pink ox around any time rather than a machpaz. V'ibayisim, or, you know, even without hanach mafishin. Ultimately, the thing that implies the chumrah, look at cars. That's basically the, I mean, that's your, the most solid indication you're talking about something that's very chomor. We're not going to say, forget about anything else, we're not going to say something that is an issur koras, that's going to be makelah, as opposed to that something that isn't an issur koras.
He uses this too, right? Huh? Why, I know he comes up with that shot, the way the Gemara comes up with this.
Not only, no, because there would be a way to look at it even if it was arguing, or even if it was comparing koras to misa, not around.
Well, it's a Gemara.
Right? Say, no, well, but in the end, Karis is more common. And that would be the way the others would learn it, and that's strange. The Ochlan betumat atzman lo ke mashen ken betruman. Notice the way we say this. If you eat it, when the pear is a tummy, you get malchus, but you don't get malchus by truma. But that implies that it's osir, it's just you don't get malchus. Right? I mean, it says mutter betruman, it doesn't say mutter betruman. It's stressing the malchus. I mean, if it would have been heter, it would have been even a beautiful contrast, more beautiful contrast. Look, by truma, it's mutter over here, it's the malchus double. We don't say that. So, mashenke mitruma means milku de lo laki. It means that there's no key of a malchus. There's obviously an isser of some kind, must be an isser aseh. That's why you don't get malchus. Minolan, how do we know that it's usser to eat truma where the pears themselves now are tameh, even though it's not allowed? Well, that's because, again, if you take a look back at the makor of the din of psulei hamukdashim, so b'sharecha tochlenu, kitzvi b'chaya, so that means tochlenu. What is it, tochlenu? What is it? B'sharecha tochlenu. I mean, we know what we're talking about. We're talking about exactly what we were talking about a minute ago. Psulei hamukdashim. Why do you say it, specifically it? It, and not something else. V'lo l'acher. Not when it comes to something else, like truma. Now, of course, that's a lav, but it's a lav above mechlal aseh. It's an implication of tochlenu, eat. Eat it, not something else. So a lav above mechlal aseh is an aseh. Ravashi says, okay, it's all very nice. Except I don't like the way you went around the back door over here. You're trying to prove ton of a shir. So I asked you, my shir, the I shir. So you figured out, well, if you take a look in the sefer, there's something missing. So therefore, maybe in the ratio is also something missing. What do you got to go to the sefer for? I'm going to show you something missing in the ratio. And therefore, RL makes a lot more sense that we left out RL if something is missing in the list of RL than we leave out RL because something's missing in the list of the other way around, that Meiser is more chomer than Truma. If one list is, what you're assuming is that a Mishnah that they got has two contradictory list. In other words, they're showing one list is showing the chumrah of truma, one list is showing the chumrah of meiser. So if the list is showing the chumrah of meiser is missing something, let's assume that the list of nu, maybe, yeah, maybe not. I mean, could be that's true. Obviously, it's a lot more effective if I could prove to you that you're missing something even in the first part. Let me show you what you're missing. Mireishan amishma mina, the ton of ashir. You got the same ton of ashir in the reisha. Where? Because it doesn't say in a lokatani v'noagim b'shar shenei shavua. Why can't you say truma and bikurim are chomer than meiser sheni? Meiser sheni is not nohug across the board. It's only the first year, the second year, the fourth year, and the fifth year. Whereas truma and bikurim is every single year. Furthermore, ein lahem pidyon. Look, you got truma. You can't be poda truma. Bikurim, you can't be poda bikurim and not take off its kedusha. You have Meiser Sheni, you can be Poda Meiser Sheni. That's a big kula. So why doesn't it say that? Masha Ein Kein B'Maaser Shema Amina, that indeed ton of Ashir. So therefore, across the board, this Mishnah is missing things. It's never pretending to be in any direction a complete list, and therefore it has no implications L'gabe Oral. This Oral make, we have no idea whether Oral was one of the missing things or Oral was one of the things that ought to have been listed. That means tomorrow we're going to have to find a better source for an answer to the Bavli name, Birub Sheshet.